Greetings, you're listening to Christian Radio WITK AM 1550, Wilkesboro, Scranton, Pennsylvania. Presenting the 15 minutes of the final call, hosted by SevisMinistry.com, P.O. Box 35-1944, Westminster, Colorado, 80035, phone 303-452-1104. Email is r421@earthlink.net. Your host is Rita Williams. People always ask, how do you spell Cephas? C-E-P-H-A-S. In John chapter 1:42 and 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5, it tells us Cephas represents a stone, which is the reason I chose the name for the ministry. A stone is on the ground and usually walked on. Later I found that the Apostle Peter had a name change to Cephas. John 1 verse 42, and he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my supplications, because He has inclined His ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compass me, the pains of hell hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow, and then followed I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech Thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord God, and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and He helped me. Return unto Thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with Thee. Psalms 116, verse 1 through 7. Continuing from where I left off last week, I was sharing Luke chapter 14, verse 14 through 35, and my time was up at Luke 14:30. I will complete it in this segment. I'm making the programs available online at www.cephas-radio.com, so you can download the files if you please and replay on your computer and share with others. They are MP3 files. I have much to cover in these 15-minute segments. In case my talks in some way seem abbreviated, I'm simply trying to get you familiarized with my background. The program is about the final call. There's a website about that as well, and it is www.final-call.us. Continuing from last week, Luke 14:31 through 35. Oh, what king is going to make war against another king? Sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth a messenger and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, He cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is never fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. These verses in Luke 14, verse 14 through 35, were true to the core. The Apostle Luke taught in parables because the message was meant only for those who have the desire to serve in ministry, in other words, become disciples. I had a whole lot of training before God made it happen. I had to be beyond family and dedicate every minute to ministry because that is what it took. I had to have an independent income to support me in the ministry. Even though two people tried to become part of it, it wasn't in the cards for them because their goals were in different directions. I had been a student of many subjects for years, and all of it was necessary to run this kind of ministry. I had to figure out computers to begin with. I took a course and found that my mind had a mental block against it. In the beginning, programs were unreliable. They would crash. One could lose everything with a touch of a wrong button. I had to learn to create websites from scratch and all the rest. It was about overcoming hurdles, and one had to be able to concentrate for hours and have unending patience to keep going. Many little ministries came and went. Content meant a lot of reading and researching. Praise the Lord, the researchers were believers, and their articles were scriptural. I had taken a course in newspaper journalism, which really came in handy. In fact, everything I had ever studied became part of this venture. The ministry didn't end with cults, but social issues, health, weather, and everything that affected people negatively became subjects to include in research, indexing, and publishing. I created an online bookstore relative to the ministry to make access to information convenient and added a library with thousands of videos and CDs, audio tapes, books, and articles. I created questionnaires for people to answer questions to show their scriptural problems, and the ministry grew extensively and was worldwide. I was monitored by websites that furnished dollar value and much information about websites that had a lot of traffic, in case people were interested in purchasing the website at some point. They claimed that my main website would make $2,000 a day had I advertised on the site. I had accumulated and indexed some 70,000 articles. To use Sivas Ministry for commercial purposes to try to reimburse my budget was not part of the Bible's advice. Luke 14 made that very clear, that I better be able to survive without donations. That was the reason for Mormonism. They expected 10% plus of gross income and thank yous were frowned upon. Their reasoning was that your reward in heaven would be gone. Over time, internet became a minefield. Christianity is frowned upon by the administration, and from what I could gather, they pay people to hack and harass Christian websites. Suddenly, my whole network was deleted just like that. The hackers went as far as to get into my telephone wiring that hasn't been fixed to this day. The phone company left town due to cell phones. I had to find new ways of operating. The provider had been warned about my ministry and got scared and deleted everything. I was under fire for 3 months, scrambling every effort to get Cephas Ministry repaired, and this happened in 2012. Next issue was links. Google said all links are copyrighted. The reason was that they did not want people to get anything free. My mode was to help people with free opportunities. The note from Google meant removing all my links in the network to make visitors copy and paste. People don't like that. They like to simply click on links. It didn't stop there. My bookstore was linked into Amazon as an affiliate. They suddenly decided to stop due to the fact that I live in Colorado. I opened a web store within Amazon with hundreds of books and videos and had a real opportunity to witness to customers, especially Mormons. Just a few weeks ago, Amazon decided to delete the store, claiming that they're not doing that anymore. I had a radio program in 2015 with a website. It disappeared. 3 more sites were deleted. Regrouping becomes a norm at this point, and all that action slows down everything else. Somehow, I have been able to keep up with the Holy Spirit at my side, helping. I stand amazed. I wasn't planning on more radio programs, but here comes a brand new issue that no one is talking about, which in the Christian community, which needs to be addressed. My job is to keep Christians informed on what is happening so they can protect themselves. It's extremely difficult to get information around due to millions of websites, YouTubes, and Facebook. When people got intrigued with cell phones, it meant a big change to internet. Now they want websites to be 3 ways to make them accessible to cell phones. In the meantime, this election cycle has brought to our attention that Christianity has to be done away with. It doesn't fit into globalism. Pope Francis is creating a new religion which encompasses all beliefs and now even transgenders. Since Pope Francis has stated that the Bible is above his head, Jesus is not necessary, and every person will end up in heaven. He's indeed changing Catholicism. He has gathered up most evangelical organizations, which is amazing. President Obama and Hillary stated that Catholics and Christians have to change. They are making it very real that Christianity is unacceptable today. Time is up. To be continued next week from 10 a.m. on Saturday to 10:15 a.m. And I'll be starting the program from that point forward. Thank you for listening. God bless you, and share this information with others. Shalom, Rita.